You want to look good in your underwear and be comfortable, right? But that perfect balance is hard to find. Don't sacrifice style or comfort. Check out MeUndies. August is National Underwear Month, and to celebrate, MeUndies is making it easier than ever to try the world's most comfortable underwear by giving you a risk-free guarantee. All National Underwear Month long, if you don't love your MeUndies, they're free. MeUndies are made from Lenzing Micromodal, a sustainably sourced, naturally soft fabric that's proven to be 3 times softer than cotton. Micromodal is an all-natural, breathable, eco-friendly fabric extruded from Austrian beech trees that actually inhibits odor. No stinky undies, just soft, cool, and cozy MeUndies. MeUndies are the ultimate feel-good undies for when you want to feel naked but not actually be naked. All National Underwear Month long, you can feel them for yourself, risk-free. It's simple. If you don't love your MeUndies, they're free. Now until August 31st, get 20% off your first pair, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/blogtalk. That's MeUndies.com/blogtalk. MeUndies.com/blogtalk.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Dr. Bob Rutolo and his friends and family. And I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, we have a great show today with a fabulous guest, Dr. Bob Rutolo. He is an executive coach, professional speaker, popular author with over 25 years of organization development, human resources management, and business consulting experience. He has coached Olympic athletes to reach peak performance through mental conditioning. He shares his knowledge, enthusiasm, and passion for helping others to be truly successful in their lives in a variety of ways. Today, Dr. Bob wants you to think about success and what it means to you. Are you as successful as you want to be? Have you defined success for yourself? What barriers seem to get in your way of being successful? Do you think outside the box? You might have heard the definition of insanity, which states that insanity is doing the same thing again and again, expecting different results. Do you want different results, better results, more results? Booker T. Washington says success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which he has overcome. Dr. Rutolo will inspire you to do what it takes to be a success. He is someone that knows because he walks the talk. He is a success at whatever he undertakes, including being a good friend. Over to you, and welcome to the show, Dr. Bob Rutolo.
Oh, Joyce Barry, thank you so much for your wonderful, wonderful introduction. It's so wonderful to be with you. It's been like, feels like forever that we haven't been on the program together. So I am enjoying just being here with you right now. What a great introduction. I'm looking forward to being with your audience. Thank you so much.
And I'm looking forward to our show today. I already have my pad and pen ready because you're someone I can always learn from.
Well, thank you, Joyce. I think our topic today is a wonderful topic because I think every single one of us in our own minds over and over again tries to be the most we can be. We look for what is success in this life? What does success mean to me? And the first thing we need to do is be able to define for ourselves what is success, and to recognize that it isn't an end result as such. It is progression with end result. It is basically a journey that we travel on. So what I've done over the years is really examine through others how they define success, what success means to them. And I've actually put together a process and a methodology where a person can, for themselves, really be clear on what success means for them in their life as a whole, in the various roles that they occupy in life, because we live in a complex world, and to be able to adjust themselves every day as if they were on a ship sailing across the ocean with the changing winds, using that as a metaphor, how they continue to stay on course, their course, wherever they want to go. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Sounds like the perfect topic in today's world where people are struggling so much in all areas of their life. So defining success and giving people these tips, it's just what the doctor ordered.
Well, let me begin by sharing with you a way to begin for people to start. First of all, I think that what's very important is to look at how they have defined success in their lives and ask themselves, has this definition come from outside of me or inside of me, or have I combined what the world expects of me and what I've expected myself? Because that's really, really helpful to understand what perspective am I beginning to define success for myself. And then also, too, how do I measure success? What are the indicators in my life that I am successful? And I suggest two indicators. One is objective indicator, and that is that, and you mentioned this in your opening remarks, is that are you achieving the results that you want to achieve? So if you think about success in that light, it has to do with ongoing goal creation and goal fulfillment. reaching those goals, completing those goals. So if you think about that, you can define success as achieving emerging and predetermined goals that you have set for yourself, short-term and long-term. And then, so for the first thing, the expectation that one has to say, oh, it must have to do with goal setting. Yes, it does. Yeah, so if we don't set goals for ourselves, it must be very difficult for us to know whether or not we are on the path that we want to be. That's the first step. We'll talk about goal setting. The second indicator for success I want you to think about is, am I satisfied and fulfilled in my life? Am I satisfied and fulfilled in my life? So if you think about that, we're now beginning to develop a framework for success.
I just want to make one comment. That is, you're starting in the perfect place, because truly, for every person, success means something else. So what you might deem what it takes to be a success, someone else may think entirely differently. So the focus is on you, folks, what you think it means, what your goals are. So you need not measure by other people's standards. Oftentimes, the people that get the furthest are competing with themselves.
Very true, very true. And I love that. I use that definition for competition. I take it from the root, the root of the word itself, the Greek word, which means being the best you can be. So competition, in, you're only competing with yourself. And so you establish the standards. Those people around you give you very valuable feedback on how you're defining success and whether or not you're going to be successful. So many times success is defined initially as we're growing up by our fathers and mothers, our family members, the community we live in, the church we attend, or the beliefs we have around us, teachers and preachers, so to speak. So those are the ones who set the standards by which we usually define ourselves. Somewhere along the line, we have to be able to evaluate those standards ourselves. And let me just share with you a framework for defining success for yourself. The first thing you need to become familiar with is your purpose in life. Why do I exist? A very existential question, why? And that term, why, please remember that powerful word, why? Because anytime you're evaluating yourself in a situation, ask yourself first, why am I in this situation? Why am I in this relationship? Why do I want to achieve this? Why? So once you answer that question, you're going to get to know more about yourself. And being successful, that's where it starts, self-awareness. And I've been working for years as an executive coach, a personal coach, a life coach, and that's fundamental question is, who am I? And who do I want to be, and understanding my strengths and abilities. So that first part of purpose is important to you. The second area for defining success for yourself is in your values and belief system, values and beliefs. And that's taken me years to kind of just formulate for myself four core values that I live by and practice by. Those four values now become the way I achieve results. It's the way I achieve results. So now I have not only a destination of mine, but I have an engine that's going to drive me there, and that's my values, how I live my life every day. And that helps me to be successful and fulfilled. And then thirdly, what I have to do is begin to envision. I use that. We all are powerful people. We don't realize how powerful we are to envision. When we're children, we have a wonderful imagination. We daydream, we fantasize, and so often in the reality of the world around us, we forget that powerful gift that's been given to us in visualizing where we are, where we want to be. So my suggestion is reactivate that wonderful, powerful tool you have of visualization. So whenever you have the why and you have the how-to, that's through your values, visualize where you want to be, where it's going to take you, and that then you'll begin to manifest for yourself what your destiny is, both in any area of your life, in relationships, in your career, in your life in general.
I think that formula is terrific, and it does make one also realize that you could be successful in one area by your own standards and not in another area, which is often the case. So it opens it up to look in all the areas and see what needs work.
Very true, and I created a tool, and it's something which I utilized. I didn't create it. I found it somewhere, and I recreated it for myself, and it's called mind mapping. Mind mapping, and this tool really basically helps one to sketch out for themselves what's important to them. And I've done this, and I have it in my book, Inspiration at Work, the tool mind mapping, and I've actually have a sample, an illustration of my own mind map when I first did it. And what I did is identified several areas of my life that I lived through my life, and I'll just mention kind of six of them right now that come to mind. Is that I'm concerned very much about my physical life and about my professional and personal life. So those are two P's, okay, physical and professional and personal life. I'm concerned about my social life, how I interact with others. And I'm also concerned about my spiritual life. I'm also concerned about my emotional life and well-being, and I'm also concerned about my finance or economic life, so my financial life. So those are six buckets that we can use to begin to start living a full life. So if I want to live a full and balanced life, I remember years ago I worked for a corporation called Ally Signal, and it was headed up by Larry Bossi, and Larry Bossi worked with Jack Welch in GE, left GE, went with Ally Signal, and I had an opportunity to work with him. And Larry Bossi drove that organization, drove it for results quarter after quarter. Had increased the bottom line, increased the earnings, and it was very hard on the people in that organization, and a lot of his leaders came to Larry Bossi and said to him, how do my people have work-life balance? And Larry said to his people, he says, I can't take on that responsibility. Each and every person has to be able to define for themselves what that balance is. There's no magic formula, each and every person. And as they define work-life balance, I will help them define it for themselves. I'll help them define a place in Allied Signal for themselves. I'll also help them determine whether Allied Signal is still their pathway for their success. So they may, in other words, they may not continue to work here. He's saying this is an open door, and I can't take responsibility for my sheep. I can guide them. I can provide them with as many resources, but they themselves have to decide whether they're going to stay in this block or not. I said, wow, that is a wise leader. And so I believe each and every one of us have to do that ourselves, have to really define for ourselves what balance is. And as you mentioned, Joyce, is that we can't be successful in one area in our life, according to ourselves, in other areas. And I know that young people, as they go through their careers, invest a great deal, especially those who are career motivated, and they may neglect their personal relationships. If they have young families, they may neglect their spouse or their children. They may be neglecting their friendships. They may be putting too much energy in one area. And that's when they have to stop and look and for themselves to find what balance means. And it's different to every single person.
The question I have, you define the six areas. Do you have a formula that fits into all six, or do you kind of modify it with each one?
Well, what I ask people to do is to find for themselves the areas of their life, and in the mind mapping process, they may come up with different. These particular six I'm using today, I've tried to define. They're generic. They're generic. So I figure that everybody, you know, is interested in their own personal, professional well-being. And I know that people are interested in their physical well-being. So you see a general categories. And so and then from that, I ask them, okay, once you have those six buckets, you can call them in some of the work I do, I call those key result areas. Those are general objectives. I want to have a healthy and successful personal life. I want to be physically fit and well-being and take after my health. I want to be able to manage and develop my financial, economic well-being. So these are things, these are six buckets that you could begin to set goals for yourself. And what I found, which is really kind of important, I think, is that these aren't six separate buckets. They're integrated buckets. They're I can work on my emotional well-being and my spiritual well-being and my physical well-being at the same time. I'll give you an example. For years, I used to be a runner. I did it for I ran for 10 years, 3 to 5 times a week, and I got so much out of the exercise of running. I was able to. It made my thinking sharper. I used to run outside with in the back of my mind. I wanted a particular challenge I wanted to be able to address. Boy, ideas would start popping like crazy. I also ran and meditated on the run. I have a very prayerful runs. I used to do mentoring on the run. I would surround myself with people who enjoyed running, and some of them were my colleagues, and some of them were my students. And I'd be out running and would be mentoring on the run. So you see how you can mix things up together? So all these buckets can be commingled. So we're not just work. You want to isolate them for the purpose of understanding them and setting goals. But then as far as how you execute them, how you put a plan in place, they all can feed into each other.
I had a thought when you keep referring to these different categories as buckets. I think taking it up a notch is to frame it as the bucket list. As major objectives, your bucket list before you pass what you want to accomplish. So you start with the buckets that get you through your near-term, short-term, long-term goals, and then the next level up is your bucket list.
Awesome. Awesome. Listen, see, I call this co-creating. What you and I are doing right now, through our dialogue, we're getting a concept or a model, and we're making it even better, even better. So thank you for sharing that. That's awesome. I now have a bucket list.
I'll send you my bill in the morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can co-author this, Joyce.
Yeah, so I think that's great because I never heard anyone talk about the different categories as think of it as a bucket. And I love that concept because you're always putting things in that bucket and always taking things out. It's a moving target. It's not like
Absolutely.
You make your list one time and these are my goals. Of course, it's going to change as you change, as the times change, as the circumstances change. So I like your model very much. Please continue.
Yeah, what I've done, and I've been in preparation for this call, I've been doing some reflection on where have I come in my journey in creating this. And I looked at my first book, which Inspiration at Work, it Igniting a New Entrepreneurial Spirit in the Individual Corporation. I wrote that in 1998, I think it was, and that's almost 20 years old. And in that, the last chapter, I put together this framework or formula for success, and I took the word success as an acronym, and then I defined each of those letters in that acronym success. So that's where it's originated and started. In my second book, which I think came out like in 2001, which is called Creating Your Dreams and Making Them Real, I defined 58 attributes that come out of my first book. And one of the grouping of attributes is that, again, that concept of success again. And I have reflections and on each of those seven steps to success, which I had in my first book. And I have reflections in there. People can ask themselves the questions to be able to define for themselves what that means. What I've created now is, given with the advent of technology, the information technology and social networking, I've been really excited about using the online learning systems to be able to create an interactive program where I now can communicate with the people I coach and the students I have, and with now an electronic platform where I can provide them with 8 to 10 lessons on their success methodology and their success journey. And they actually go in and interact with that program. I have videos attached to them. And so I am so pleased that I'm traveling along on my own journey and building the building blocks so that I can make it even better for those people who I work and share this with. So It's been fun. It's really been fun.
Dr. Bob, why don't you give a title again of your two books and let people know your website and where they can purchase it?
Oh, sure. My first book is Inspiration at Work, Igniting a New Entrepreneurial Spirit in the Individual and the Corporation. And sometime, Joyce, maybe I can go back and talk to you about that fundamental book, because it's just the foundation of what I created. And that can be found on my two websites that I have. One is called drbobrutolo.com, no periods. It's Dr. Bob, drbobrutolo.com. That's my coaching website. And you should be able to through that, you can go to my second website. It's called Quantum Performance Institute. Just click on there, and it takes you there. Then, so both books could be there. They also, Barnes & Noble has them as well. Just Google the book title. I'm sure it'll take you. It'll come right to me. And then the second book is Creating Your Dreams and Making Them Real. It's a coaching and mentoring guide. That book was published by First Books Library, and again, that could be reached through me. The third program I have, which I have right now, is again online. If you go to my website, drbob.com, and just click on the tab that says Success Pack, the online programs that I'm developing now are there. So. Anyway, I'd love to have people explore that, and if they have any questions, Joyce, and if you're in your chat room, please forward them to me. I'd be pleased to answer them, and I look forward to having a dialogue with your people. So,
Dr. Bob, I know that it's in your book, but I would love to hear, since you mentioned it, what is the acronym for success? What are those things with each of those letters?
Oh, okay, wonderful. There's seven elements there, and the first S in success has to do with self-direction. It's a sense of meaning, purpose, vision, and values. So it's a sense of meaning, which has to do with your purpose in life and what your vision and values are. That's the first S in success, and it really provides you, I call it your strategic framework, and in my books and in my online learning program, we actually enable you to create your own strategic framework. The U in success stands for understanding, the importance of self-awareness, the importance of understanding your humanity, I mean your human nature. It also reinforces ongoing learning, because as we go through life, we have to understand the situation we're in. So we're continuous learning. So the U stands for understanding. Understanding myself, understanding others, and understanding the situation which I'm in. And as you gather information, it enables you to set your direction. So this is really an evergreen process. The first C in success has to do with conviction and commitment. Conviction and commitment. You see, once I understand the direction I have to go by understanding my purpose, my values, and my vision, and I understand myself, now I can begin to have belief in who I am and where I want to be, and living my life every day to the fullest. So that conviction enables me to be committed, because we are so distracted in our life. There's so much media, so much information, so many things that want our attention. It takes our focus and clarity off our self-direction. You see, in my leadership model, I teach people the importance of clarity and focus. And these first three steps in success, these first three elements, enable you to have clarity and focus. And then also, too, the second C in success has to do with courage. With courage. You see, life isn't a bowl of cherries. It isn't just having a party and eating cake. Life offers us challenges. It helps us to grow. It helps us to be all we can be. And so we have to have courage to address those. And if you work on a positive mindset every day, working on your mental conditioning, positivity, taking out all the negative and putting in positive. I spend so much time with my people and coaching them on the importance of positivity and how to deal with their own self-talk, their own self-talk. So it takes courage. It takes courage sometimes to speak up and say, you know, I don't agree with that. Have you thought of this? Or what about that? Or tell me more. Tell me more, because I'm not in sync with you. So sometimes it takes courage to that. Sometimes, for some of us, it takes courage to just be quiet. You know, you get angry or upset, or you don't agree with what somebody says, and the first thing you want to do is challenge them assertively. Sometimes you might have to just hold on, take a big breath, listen to them, ask why they're coming from that, try to find some way we can be in harmony. Okay, so that's the second C in success. I love the next letter in success, because it has to do with the E in success. Okay, that E is E to the fifth power. E to the fifth power, Joyce. The first is really enthusiasm. How do I take responsibility to be enthusiastic about life, to be able to identify in myself and focus on positive energy? So it's enthusiasm, energy. And then how do I engage with the world? How do I engage with the world in an effective way? That's the third E. And the fourth E is, remind me now, how can I be most effective? How can I be most effective is the next E. Has to do again with the results, goal setting. What are we really trying to achieve here? And the fifth E is efficiency. Once I am enthusiastic and I operate under positive energy and I'm engaged in the world and life around me and I clarify the results I want to achieve, then I want to do it as efficient and effective as I can, efficiency. So that's where continuous improvement comes in. How do I sharpen those skills every day, sharpen my saw every day? Okay, so now we're down to the second S in success. And it just takes us right back to really what success is all about, is sharing my goals with others. The assumption is that once I know the direction I want to go, I'm beginning to set goals. So the second S in success has to do with sharing my goals with others. And the important thing about sharing your goals with others, Joyce, is that you're making a public statement. You're making a personal commitment. It goes back to my conviction. It goes back to my self-direction. It goes back to really having the courage to say, this is what I want to achieve. This is what's important to me. And what that does, it opens the world to you on who supports you and who doesn't. Who supports you and who doesn't. And it gives you feedback, and people help you to really hone your goals, make them sharper. And sometimes they may challenge your goals. And sometimes you might say, you know, I don't like what that person's saying to me, but maybe it's very wise for me to listen. And so you might modify and change your goals. And if you find that people aren't in support of your goals, my suggestion today is that you might want to let go of your relationship with them a little bit and surround yourself with people who are really supportive of you. So that's how you really develop that collectivity of positivity and people who are very supportive of you. So sharing your goals are very, very important. And you're also role modeling for others what the importance is in goal setting. Now, the last S in success, I think is most critical. It is supporting others in their quest for success. Now, that might sound very simple, but really what it is really taking this whole formula you just learned, this whole formula for success, and applying it to somebody else. Asking them the basic questions. And do this with your kids, with your colleagues, with your significant others. What does success mean to you? What is your purpose what is our purpose in this relationship? What are we trying to achieve? Where do you envision yourself being in the next 3 or 4 years? How can I help you get there? Exploring to them their understanding. So you take them through the formula of success. That's supporting them in their quest for success, hearing what their goals are and supporting them. I mean, that's how you build teams. That's how you build organizations. That's how you build a community of people who are that are committed to each other. So that's the acronym of success and how I've used developing that formula for success and tied a methodology into that, and that's what I have on my online program in the first module, revisiting what success means to me. Revisiting what success means to me, because all of us have some concept of success choice, but many of us haven't taken the time to deliberately be very planful on defining what it is, put a plan in place, a pathway in place, and using a methodology to get there. And that's what I try to provide to the people who I work with and the people I love and support.
I think that was awesome. I wrote down every bit of it. You're always very inspiring and always have these wise, wise words to share. And something, folks, that we'd like to share with you is that you should listen to this show every day as part of being successful. We give you the tools, the wherewithal, each and every day. And in the words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, she will really hit home why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to the website, Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage, it says follow. And if you click on that, you never need miss any show. You'll be told via email each show, each topic, each guest. And if you can't be with us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can download and listen to any show in our archives 24/7. So do become a follower of our show and do not miss out on any of the great people that we bring to you, people like Dr. Barb Rutolo, who's giving us an incredible lesson on success. And I might add, nothing succeeds like success. Back to you, Dr. Barb.
Well, thank you. First of all, I really enjoyed listening to Beverly's message, and please give her my love, and it's so good to hear her voice. That's just awesome. And also, too, your show with regards to, like you just said, that just all we have to do is click on follow, and we can every day get your show, and if we can't make it, we can listen to it anytime we want by downloading it. So tremendous service that you're providing to us to constantly feed our minds on how to be successful in our lives and all the wonderful guests you have. So thank you, Joyce. Keep on doing what you're doing. It's just awesome. It's just wonderful, and I'm so glad to be part of this show again today.
And thank you so much for your kind words and being a part of the show, because it's people like you that have us get the word out to the world on these incredible topics to really change people's lives, to impact people's lives in a very positive way. Before you continue, with what you want to say. I want to ask you, since we gave a definition of insanity, doing the same things again and again, expecting different results, how do you get people out of that mode, out of that box they put themselves in, to get better results, to do better, to get more? What is it you say to encourage them?
Well, there's a number of things. First of all, I think just that quote is such a powerful quote, and getting them to reflect on it and to ask them, what are they doing differently to achieve what they want to achieve? And first of all, they've got to be clear on what they want to achieve. And then also, too, what they need to be able to do is say, tell me more about that. Why is that important to you? Why is that important to you? And connect it to their values and their beliefs. Because sometimes, you know, we don't truly want to change. And then we start examining what are the barriers, what are the things that are getting in your way that are every day, little things, simple things. And we can even break that down and say, okay, you know, we are creatures of habit. We have routines that we have for the morning that we get up to go in bed at night. So let's examine some of your routines that are preventing you, there are obstacles in you doing what you want to do. And lots of times just that little tweaking, and then reviewing that with them, isn't that better? So lots of times, a very powerful phrase that my colleague and personal friend and mentor, Dr. Ed Feiereisen, has taught me was the phrase, even better. So often, people are on the right track, meaning they're living their lives reasonably well, and so it's not appropriate to say, you know, well, you know, you're not going in the right direction. Lots of times it's just, you know, you're doing a lot of things right, and how can you do it even better? So it's so important, the language that we use. So often we use negative language, like, you know, I don't know what positive criticism is, because criticism is criticism. I mean, you know, that term has a negative connotation. So the use of language is so important. When I work with people, I try to get them out of any negative talk at all and move it into positive energy. And so that's how I – now, I'm going to share with you four powerful questions that I use when I'm coaching people, and I'm sure you might have heard of these before. I'm sure you did. But, and if not, I'm glad to share with you, because you might want to use them. Please feel free to do so. Four powerful questions. I've used these in individual development programs. I've used it in developing teams. I even – used in organizations in helping them to rethink their strategy on where they're going. I asked them, first question is, what should you keep on doing? What should we keep on doing? What is really bringing you towards the results you want? What ought we keep on doing? Because why fix it? It ain't broken. So it's a very important question.
Yes.
So if anything, you want to reinforce it, you want to shore it up, you want to be able to, you know, even it's just more sustainable. So the first question is, what are you doing right? What do you have to keep on doing? Identify, isolate those things very specifically, because we want to support those things. Now the next question is really, what do we need to just tweak? We just need to improve a bit. And then we'll be doing it just fine. What do we need to improve? And organizations who have a continuous improvement mentality, they constantly look at that. What are we doing well, but we need to just tweak it a bit. It's not meeting the standards that we set for ourselves. It's not getting the results we want to get that. So it's just constant improvement. What do I need to do to make it just a little bit better? Those are two powerful questions. What do I keep on doing, assuming that I'm doing things that are helping me to live the life I want to live? That I'm not totally screwed up, that I'm really doing something well. And the other is, what are the things I want to just tweak a bit? If I just spend a little time. So if I work on those two areas, put expended energy in that, I'm just accelerating, going in the direction I want to go. Now the next powerful question of these four questions is, what do I have to stop doing? If I look at things that are getting in my way, barriers, they may be little habits I have, little quirks I have, little things I've developed in my pattern of living that really serve me of no purpose. Matter of fact, they hold me back from getting where I want to go. You know, it might be in your It may be in your physical health system. It may be things you're inputting into your system that aren't healthy. It may be attempting to go to the workout in the morning, and you shut that alarm off, and you wait for the second alarm. You don't get your feet out of bed real quickly, whatever it might be. But whatever it is, these are actual things that you have to stop doing. You know it. You just take them one at a time, and you stop doing it. And the fourth question, has to do with what do I have to start doing? You know, the things I procrastinate, the things that I keep on putting off for tomorrow because it's going to take too long. I really don't want to do it, whatever it is. It may be cleaning out my closet. It may be, whatever it might be. It doesn't make any difference. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back to our bucket list, Joyce. We're going to look at all those six buckets, right? And now we're going to ask those four powerful questions in each of those buckets. What do I keep on doing? And we identify those. So that's where our biggest thrust is, and we want to support that. So, and also you pat yourself on the back. What am I doing that's really helping me to be all I want to be and be satisfied and fulfilled? And the second thing is that what do I just need to tweak a bit, you know, just focus it on. I'm going to put a lot of my energy, keep on doing what I'm doing, and also in just tweaking it. The third question I'm going to ask myself, what do I have to stop doing in each one of those buckets? Okay, and then what I have to start doing. So, wow, I just created an action plan. I've set some short-term goals because I use SMART goals. I identify what the result is I want to achieve. I'm going to indicate how I'm going to measure that. I'm going to do it in a timely way. Does that help?
I just have to say that those questions were indeed very, very powerful. And as a long-term coach myself, we all kind of face the same issues with people, the procrastination. They really get what we say. And I find that the biggest challenge are those that we deal with that actually say, I'm definitely going to take your advice. I'll get to it someday. I want to look up your website. I'll get to it someday. And I wrote this for those of you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? Dr. Bob, since you're obviously a person who doesn't have a calendar with someday in it because you get everything done, what do you want to tell people to reinforce that all we have is right here, right now, to accomplish that which we set our sights on?
Oh, so important, so important. I've developed a proverb that I've been using very much for my own life and I share with others, and that is learn from the past. Every challenge we have, everything that we may have thought was a mistake, everything that we defined as success are all learning lessons for us. They're just learning lessons. So learn from the past. Be in the present. That's the only place we are. Right now, I'm with you and with your audience, and that's where I am, right here. I'm living to the fullest right now with you, only place I could be. And prepare for the future. Prepare for the future. So if I live right now, every day to the fullest that I can, and keep working on being a better me, which your show does wonderfully, then tomorrow will take care of itself. Because I know that to be a better me, that I have to realize that everything I do today has a consequence for me, positive or negative, in the future to take me where I want to go. So I share with others, learn from the past, be in the present, and prepare for the future. And let me share that with you now. It may be the stage I am in my life, Joyce, but I am learning and reinforcing every day to see the beauty around me and to enjoy the fullest of where I am with whom I'm with. For instance, the way I usually start my day in the morning, and I'm so blessed, I usually get up in the morning and head down for a workout because I find that helps me to get my body accelerated and take care of my body first, because having a well-conditioned body, and your body is connected with your mind and spirit, so I'm working on all three at the same time, enables me to start my day off right. So I usually hop on my bike, because I don't live very far. I live about a mile away from my fitness center in my community, and I bike down, and I do it early. I'm up usually 5 a.m. in the morning. I'm usually down there by 5:30, 6 o'clock, depending on the daylight, and I am just enjoying the moment of just going down there. Because of the visual, I mean, I have such a beautiful environment that I'm in. I'm so blessed, and then I have my workout. So coming back to spend the morning with you and your people, again, anticipation. You and I spoke about my youngest daughter and my three daughters, and we started talking about possibilities of engaging with you and my three daughters, or my youngest daughter. I mean, that's exciting. That's just, you know, so now I have something to think forward for in the near future that's going to bring us together. So just being open to the world around you, having set your course for your life in every area of your life, and focus on, for me, the sense of fulfillment. What is it for me to be fulfilled and satisfied, and being grateful? It's really a mindset. It's a mindset. As we look for those things and reinforce those things, we actually, the abundance comes in. We fill our life more with that, because there's no room for the negativity. There's no room for people to turn me off. And literally, I have the key to that. If someone abruptly comes to my life and jars my life in a way that I see as negative, I have three choices. I mean, I can attack that person, I can withdraw from that person, I can whatever, or I can just say, that's that person. It's not me and my life, and just move my ship away, just steer away from that. So anyway, I don't know if that's helpful, but that's.
I want to say that everything you say is helpful. Everything you say is so valuable. Folks, if you want to know more about Dr. Bob Ruotolo, his website is Dr. No Period. Bob, RUOTOLO.com. Also, he has the website quantumperformance.net. Those are his two primary websites. My website is Joyce Barrie, BARRIE.com. That's my official website. In my website, you'll find about my coaching services and seminar programs and testimonials from people all over the country, people just like you. And I just want to share a few of my favorites.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? Are you kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, if you send that email to Coach Joyce, put Dr. Bob in the subject line. I always like to know what show inspired people to connect with me. Put your name, phone number, best time to reach you in the text of the email, and I'll be happy to give you a free coaching session to see if having a coach resonates with you, see if having a home business resonates with you. So you do that, and I'm happy to extend that to you. I want to go back to Dr. Bob as we're starting to wind down here. What message would you like to leave our audience with? As you wrap it up?
Well, first of all, I want to say with your celebrity list, you're an awesome coach, and I'm looking forward to people working with you. That is awesome. That's awesome.
How many coaches do you know that can bring them from the other world for a testimonial?
Awesome. I tell you, you're awesome. Joyce, as always, it's just fun to be with you and with your audience. Just, thank you so much. All I'd like to say to people is that life is an ongoing journey. We need to define for success for ourselves, and we need to, you know, enjoy every day. And you do this so much, Joyce. You really reinforce in people a positive state of mind, the importance of that. And I would love to invite people. I believe this Friday I'm having a free webinar, and if they go to my website, they'll see that announcement for a free webinar that to join me again. So thank you, Joyce, so much for the time with you and your people, and keep your show going every day, and keep your well-being and your health, and keep on doing what you're doing, and thank you so much for letting me share my time with you.
And it's been a pleasure to have you, and I promise you we'll have you a lot more often. I thoroughly enjoyed the show. Folks, once again, I shared that poem with you about someday. I ask you, go through every calendar in your house and see if you have one that has someday in it. I promise you it doesn't exist. So having said that, the $64,000 question, if you're going to follow the advice of Dr. Bob, if you're going to check out the websites, if you're going to do any of these good things we've been sharing with you, then this is the question to ask yourself. If not now, when? Joy. Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? Once again, I thank you, Dr. Bob. Truly, you are a pleasure. You're a very special person. Loved having you on the show today. And I promise you, you'll be asked a lot more often. Anything else you want to say?
Just thank you so much, Joyce, for the time we spent together. I'm looking forward to doing that more often with you. And thank you for all your audience that are following us.
And thank you for being there and being such an extraordinary person. Folks, this is my prayer for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. So that is my wish for all of you. And I also want to invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, starting with the Joyce Barry Mass.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
How
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
There are a lot of great places to visit during the summer. The beaches at the shore are amazing. The mountains are incredible, and the lakes are the greatest. But this year, my first stop was somewhere else, my local Volkswagen dealer. I got a terrific deal on a new Jetta. And those available features like adaptive cruise control, blind spot monitor, and front assist are great to have in summer traffic. Now I think I'll head out to some of my favorite summer destinations. Like, all of them.
Test drive the Volkswagen Jetta this summer at your local Volkswagen dealer.